This might be a time to resurrect a long-forgotten tradition, and the beginning of the school year is the perfect time to do it. In the past few days, we've learned that Canada's post office lost nearly $500 million in its latest quarter. People, it seems, are not using the federal agency as frequently to mail parcels, just as the post office and its workers seek common ground at the bargaining table. In short, things don't look good as management tries to cut expenses. Perhaps we need to look at the top line instead. Canada Post was built to deliver letters. You might remember them. They were envelopes containing pieces of paper with writing on them. Years ago, we used to communicate that way. We even had a thing called pen pals, people we'd never met, but we got to know by exchanging letters carried in an envelope bearing a postage stamp. They were often organized by schools. If every Canadian mailed one letter a week, we could cut Canada Post's deficit in half. Twice a week, they're back in the black. I'm Paul Martin.